Good morning.
The Spirit of God calls us from many places. Some of us come from busy homes with many people. Some of us live alone. We are part of the family. This week has been difficult for each of us. Some of us have had happy news we want to celebrate. Some of us have faced grief and need to cry. We are members of God's family. Yet we all come to this same place. All of us seeking God's presence within our lives. All of us seeking God's presence within each other. Together, we become God's family.
Good morning. I don't know if you hear us every Sunday prior to Sunday school, but we always start with this song. Gather round one and all. To this, and they once they get up here, they're going to start doing them, right? Gather round. You all to stand on the carpet because we're singing Glory Hallelujah Jubilee, and there's more actions. Well, he picked me up, turned me round, set my feet on higher ground. Glory Hallelujah Jubilee. Gives me peace, gives me joy. Sorrow, there is not a bright tomorrow. Face the darkest night, the light I give. Since he came for me, I'm singing. Such a melody is ringing. Glory, hallelujah, jubilee. Okay, let's go. Pick me up, turn around, sit by me on the high ground. Glory, hallelujah, jubilee. Give me peace, give me joy. So cannot destroy. Glory, hallelujah, jubilee. All right. And you can now sit. Oh, you want to sit there? Oh, okay, you can do that.
Hello,
and welcome here. Today is a very special day. It was our Mother's Day service. Today's the day to celebrate important people in our lives. Our mothers. Yesterday, Simon and I snuck out of the house before Steph woke up and went shopping. This morning, I dumped the apple juice all over Steph. I hope all you mothers feel especially loved today. And for those of whom Mother's Day is a difficult time, for whatever reason, we hope that God's grace will be with you today as well. Do we have any special visitors with us today? Everyone, welcome here. Throughout the service, we will be blessed with presentations from the Sunday school classes. And we are going to begin with the primary class.
A parent's gift of comfort.
A parent's gift of hope.
Parent's gift of love.
Parent's gift of hugs.
A parent's gift of play.
A parent's gift of comfort.
Happy Family Day.
As we enter sharing time, is there anything anyone would like to have highlighted? Oh. Tegan McDonald Funk is now home from Children's Hospital. And could we all keep Tracy Clear and her family in our prayers as Tracy continues to deal with the various medical appointments, tests, treatments, and medications being suggested for her significant health issues. Tracy is keeping us updated with announcements in the bulletin, on the bulletin boards, and via emails. Are there any announcements that would like to be shared? The choir will be singing on Pentecost Sunday, which is on June 4th. There are practices coming forward. Check your bulletins for dates on those. June 18th, there will be a child dedication service. Please let Pastor Franz know, or the office know, if you are interested in having your child dedicated. The bulletins today are very special. The Sunday school decorated them based on the themes of love and family. So if you don't know what your bulletin has to do with love and family, you should ask the Sunday school. You should also, some of them are bifolded. You might need to open them to see the whole picture in order for them to make sense. Especially the one that says, will life begin, love ends? Because those are full of statements there. That also, Samuel Means was missed from the list of Sunday school members. So we apologize for that. Would you please join me for prayer? God, in whom we move and have our being, you know us, love us, and sustain us. We praise you for your goodness, and we thank you for your care. You created the world and all that is in it. You knitted us together in our mother's womb. You made us male and female in your image. You made each one of us unique and individual, unique in the talents and gifts we have to serve you. We had gone astray, lost in our sin, like a woman who has lost a gold coin. You came looking for us. You sent your son, Jesus, to be one of us. He spoke of your love, healed the sick, cared for the poor, welcomed the outcast. He longed to gather us under his wings like a mother hen her chicks. He gave up his life so that we might be found in you. Gracious God, today we especially thank you for mothers, for their love and nurture, care and support, wisdom and sacrificial giving, for tears and smiles, encouragement and correction. Thank you that in such love we see a reflection of your own love for us. Fill us afresh with your Holy Spirit, that we may know your great love and truth. Anoint us with your Spirit's power, that we may witness to you, and serve you and love your people and world, to the glory of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Would the worship band please come up?
I think we can all stand. Thank you.
She loves to read. I love my dad because he takes us camping. I love my aunt because we have lots of sleepovers.
I love my mom because she loves to sew with me. I love my dad because he plays soccer with me. I love my mom because she bakes with me. I love my uncle because he lets me play on his PS3 with him.
I love my mom because she cuddles with me. I love my dad because he lets me have movie nights. I love my grandpa because he talks with me. I love my grandma because she's always nice and kind to me. I love my brother because he plays with me.
I love my dad because he takes me to cool bike rides and does cool things with me. I love my mom because she takes me on walks and bike rides to the park.
I love my mom because she helps me with homework.
Ivan says, I love my dad because he takes me on a bike rides. I love my mom because she cares about me. I love my grandpa because he cooks for me. And Nadia says, I love my dad because we go camping together. I love my mom because she loves Harry Potter. I love my Oma because she makes cookies. I love my Opa because he's very thoughtful.
I love my mom and dad because my mom makes me smile every day and my dad takes me for bike rides. I love my Uncle Mark and my Uncle Kyle because they tease me and make me laugh. I love my Opa and my grandma because when my grandma and me have sleepovers. I love my Opa because he is super kind to me. I love my cousins Era and Adeline because they are fun to play with and they are super cute. I love my Auntie Steph because she makes me giggle. I love my brother because he is fun to play with. I love my Omi and Opa Opa because we like to sit on the couch and talk about what it felt like to have to run away from home to be safe from the war.
One of the traditions that we have here at North Kedona Mennonite Church is the presentation of Bibles to children in grades 2 and 7 and mugs to students who have completed grade 12. I know that many of the students were unable to make it today, and we'll make sure that they receive the Bibles and mugs. But for those who are here, could you please come up? I think it's Jalen, maybe just Jalen. Our hope for you and the other students that receive these Bibles is that they teach you how to love God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, and may they guide you throughout your whole life. The other students receiving Bibles are Jean Bergen, Lexa Godfrey, and Connor Queering, and Jasper Day. Our hope for the graduates who would be receiving mugs today is that they experience warmth and hospitality wherever life takes them. And the two youth that would be receiving would be Lasse Petek and Benjamin Zacharias. We will now take the offering.
The land that is plentiful, where streams of
apparently the junior youth class does not have a presentation, so the kids can go sieve the parents. Franz, would you come up?
It is so beautiful to watch those children. And it is also so interesting to observe the differences between boys and girls. And I figured I really missed out on having daughters. We only had sons. Those girls are so participation. Today we celebrate Mother's Day. Some call it Family Day. I will call it Mother's Day today. Fathers can include themselves. Grandmas and grandpas, uncles and aunts, if you have given birth or not, doesn't matter. It really talks about love. So, two Sundays ago, Pastor Gary proclaimed that it is by loving that we build on solid ground. And as we move toward Pentecost, just 3 weeks to go, that reminds us that Jesus tells his disciples, wait, wait for the things to come. On Mother's Day, I always think we could not have a better lesson as an expecting mother, mothers to be. They wait and wait and wait, and finally they deliver. So celebrating Mother's Day, there's nothing like the nurturing comfort that we remember, right? So today my focus, as the children already have said it, is on love. Love is a key ingredient of being a good mother. And love is the key ingredient of being a Christian. So there's no difference in that part. The Christian life, and that includes every one of us, asks to live this way. Jesus said, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. Now, children like to use the first part of that sentence. Mom, if you love me, you will let me do this or that. Dad, if you love me, you'll buy me this. Yeah, I really need that, or I want it. That's manipulation. But Jesus says, if you love me, what? Then you shall love others, so that they all shall realize the love of God. That is not manipulation. That is an invitation to follow in this kind of behavior, to show the love that Christ has proclaimed to us is that so everyone knows that God loves us. The woman who is credited with creating Mother's Day or founding Mother's Day spent her long time trying to make it happen. Her name was Anna Jarvis from, West Virginia. And she wanted to do it to honor her mother. And what had her mother done? That she wanted to really recognize, admire, and show her love for what she had achieved. She had created mothers' workday clubs. Now that doesn't sound very celebratory. These women got together, and what did they do? They provided medicine for the poor, because he couldn't afford to buy them. They inspected milk for babies, because at the time, hygiene wasn't very developed yet, and a lot of children became sick and ill, and many died. Infant mortality was very high. So they made it their mission to help mothers, little babies. They provided nursing for the sick. And they ran shelters for those with tuberculosis and nobody else wanted to look after them. Then came the Civil War, the American Civil War, and she called all those clubs, those working mother clubs, together. And they made a pledge that they would not take sides, and that they would treat the soldiers from either side that were wounded and needed help without any difference. Friendship and goodwill. So she became a genuine peacemaker, bringing families back together that had been torn apart because of the war. And the first Mother's Day was organized in 1907 and finally was proclaimed by the American President Wilson in 1915 for the second Sunday of May as Mother's Day, and we just followed suit here in Canada. Another one who created Mother's Day was Julia Ward Howe. She was the author of Battle Hymn of the Republic. You might have heard that. And she was a fierce abolitionist. She was another big promoter of the idea of a Mother's Day recognition, as she was obtaining voting rights for women and advocating world peace, especially as World War I came along. So the central concerns of those who established Mother's Day were civil liberties, international peace, overcoming poverty, and ministering to the sick and to the poor. Now that is the foundation of Mother's Day. Sometimes you forget about that. But this is what it's all about. Since its beginning, this day has been one for not only remembering our own mothers, but a day to express the deepest form of love possible. Parenting today, in today's society, I think is a rigorous challenge. Both parents frequently have to work in order to support their families, and it's even more complicated for single parents and blended families and all the difficulties and complexities that come with that. We acknowledge that. The home is such an influence in a child's formative years, determining how he or she will grow up and see the future. The home is a place of unconditional love, or it should be, of unconditional love and grace. And those children who experience it in their home will generally perpetuate that. I gave the text of Proverbs 30-31 in the bulletin. I'm not going to read it today, but I encourage you to read it sometimes at home. It is an idealized, supercharged woman's image. And it is the woman that, you will be surprised perhaps by that, thousands of years ago when it was written, it is a woman who runs a household well, who is behind a successful man. Now, all you women, of course, knew that already. I know one woman who, as a young bride, said, after she was told that a man was supposed to be the head of the household, she said, "Oh, yeah, that's quite all right. I'd be the neck that turns the head in the right direction." Even our text acknowledges that. The man who sits in the gate, that means the one who has a prominent position in society, is the one, because his wife takes care of everything. Parenting today is, as I said, difficult. But this is something I want to leave with you today. And I'll call it mothers. And you can all include yourself in that. Mothers have provided some significant lessons for us. In the best sense, they create an environment of love. God also shows his contingent love through the power and presence of the Holy Spirit. We are called to live that love and to mirror it and show others, because love builds self-esteem and self-worth. Love helps keep lives centered and focused. Love helps us live in unselfish ways. Mothers also create, secondly, an environment of grace, not just love. They establish a home that is not judgmental, a home where children are given the opportunity to test new ideas. And just looking at the children, I judge, they will test your patience as well. Test new ideas and attitudes without recrimination or guilt. It is a home that allows for mistakes, and one that offers forgiveness when mistakes are made. Mothers also create, and that's the third point, an environment of faith. They guide their children to attending Sunday school and to attend church, and hopefully they do it together. An environment of faith implies being actively involved in the community of faith. And finally, mothers create an environment of security. Our children live in a fragile society today where most things are constantly changing. When you think you cannot understand what your children or grandchildren are talking about, it's quite all right. It took generations to experience the amount of change that your children have gone through in a few years. Just imagine the massive changes that have taken place since the 1950s and 60s. Just imagine what it was like in your grandfather's time. Before that, for 200, 300, and 1,000 years, things were similar. They rode on horses, and they plowed with the horses or oxen. And when I was a boy, I still did that. Now, I can't even understand all the computerized tractors and combines anymore on the farm. The changes that I've gone through. In my youth, I still had to go by ship because planes couldn't cross the ocean. It was too far. Then you don't even think about it anymore. Our children, they don't even know what a rotary phone is. And we were so happy to have a line that we shared with the whole village. Change has been so rapid that you could say nothing is the same from one day or the next. The only constant thing is that we have changed. So, in that environment, children need security. The only thing that is predictable, as I said, are things change. So, let them experience at least the home as a place where there is one place you are secure. It's so easy to criticize. It is so easy to be jealous. It is so easy to say, what if? It is so easy to put guilt on our children. You ought to know better. But please, please, create that environment of security where mistakes can be made and they are still accepted. Create this church, this congregation, to be a community that allows for mistakes and is willing to offer forgiveness, that allows for change and provides security at the same time. One of the best gifts we can offer children is the same gift God gives us, the security of love and the stability of family connections. You offer them security by letting them know that no matter what happens, no matter how much they mess up, we still love them. Jesus says we must show love just as He shows His love for us. The point is that we love. Sometimes love and concern is misunderstood by children. I have to bring in one cute story, right? One cute story. Mother sending her son off to kindergarten. It's not far away from home and they're going to walk. But little Timmy doesn't want his mother to walk with him because he is now a big boy and he can go to school all by himself. Besides, the neighbor girl is going too, and they are friends, and they'll go together. So the mother wants to support this independency of her son. At the same time, she wants to make sure he is safe. So she has an idea. She asks one of the neighbor ladies, who has a toddler and takes a walk, a stroll every morning with a stroller and the kid in it, and she says, "Listen, can you just follow up kids from the distance so that they won't notice you, just to make sure they get safely to kindergarten?" Sure, they do that. And that happens day after day, and the week passes. And of course, those kids notice after a while. Kids are not stupid, they know. And so the little girl asks Timmy and said, "Do you know that woman who always follows us to school every day?" They say, "Yeah, I know who she is. She is Shirley Goodness and her daughter Marcy." "Who the heck is she and why is she following us?" "Well," Timmy explained, "every night my mother makes me say the 23rd Psalm. And in the Psalm it says, 'Shirley Goodness and Marcy shall follow you all the days of my life.' So I guess I just have to get used to it." But in conclusion, we want to bless our mothers this day, no matter what they have done or left undone. We do this because we believe in God's love. For some of us, our mothers are but a cherished memory now. Others are blessed with the opportunity to share good times, concerns, and conversations. We honor our mothers and we praise you, O God, for the gift of motherly love. We are grateful for the loving hands that have worked so hard in raising us, cared enough to guide and encourage us, and to bless us in ways we could not have fully known as children. Mothers of the world, you may be somebody who has given birth, or you may have assumed the role of the mother, but you are God's love in expression. That's who you are. No matter your age, where you are, or who the children are who need you, you are there to reassure, to listen, and to love. Of all the roles you fill in life, motherhood is a constant and rewarding one. God bless you. You are loved and honored for what you have done and continue to do in life as you nurture, love, and care for all the children of God. That is the word of God for today. Thank you.
As a mother comforts her child, so I will comfort you. Go now in the comfort and peace of the one who gave birth to us. Go in the assurance that the Comforter is with us always. Go and give comfort and peace to others. Divine wisdom guide us as we go forth on her paths of peace. May she give us blessings more precious than silver or gold. May we find joy in sharing these blessings with others. May wisdom empower us to change our world. Amen.